morning. Praise God. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary. We thank God for allowing us to be in his presence and to be where he is for his glory. Hallelujah. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And we say thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that on this great, wonderful Monday morning, we just say thank you for allowing us to be where you are, in your presence, in your glory, in your place, Lord God, in your sanctuary. We thank you, Father, because we want to be where you are, and we want it to be all for your glory. Not for our glory, O God, but for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us this morning, Lord God, that we rose up being able to see, to hear, to speak, to move, and even have our being, and we know it's only because of you. We thank you, O God, for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, that they said yes to the Master. It was all for your glory, O God. We thank you, Lord, that as we, your people who are called by your name, humble ourselves before you, seek your face, Lord God, we ask that you have your way in this sanctuary this morning. Have your way through the speaker, O God. Have your way that your spirit will rule and reign, Father God, that we, your people, will hear what the Spirit has warning. And, Lord God, we'll be careful to give your name glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for Artist Life in its entirety. Thank you, Father, for Papa Diaz de Leon and Mama, Lord, and Alejandro and Elvia, Father God. We ask that you strengthen them and keep them in perfect peace. We glorify you, Father, for each individual by the sound of my voice, Father God. Bless them, their families, their community, their neighborhoods, anything their hands touch and where their feet tread. We give your name glory because, Lord God, all that we want is just to be where you are. In Jesus' mighty name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, it's definitely been a blessing to serve as your greeter this morning. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Well, God bless you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for greeting us so beautifully this morning and ushering us in with that wonderful, wonderful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and again, I welcome each and every caller to the line this morning. And if you would allow me just a brief moment, I'd like to give you a little history of this call if you are new to this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website where all of our messages have been archived, as well as the bios of every single speaker on this call. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. So when you're alone and you need a word from the Lord, you can go to this website and be uplifted by any message on that website. And our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed, blessed ministry, as a greeter such as Minister Brenda just did, or a host, as I am doing now, or God has given you a word that you feel the need to share with his people. Or you may have a prayer request, a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, will get back to you and we'll contact you. And we would love, love, love to have you serving on this call with us. And you ask what brought us all together? How did we come together? Well, it was a phenomenal, phenomenal company named Artist Light, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. That's that common thread that brought us all together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. And this is a great, great company that loves the Lord and has the best product, as Minister Terrell would remind you, this side of heaven, to help the world become healthier, and it will increase you in your wealth. And it's changing lives every day. So if you would like more information about Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to the call, and they would love to share or answer any questions you may have. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the calls or the playbacks? Well, there's a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. So follow the prompts, and you will be joined in at the call at no charge. Please share this information with anyone that would love to be on our calls and not be charged for their call. Now, immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and it's held every Monday through Friday. Right after this call, it's conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294617 pound. And today is Inspirational Monday, and our very own Pastor Everett Thomas will be our speaker, and Pastor Vanessa will be our host. So join us on that call immediately following this call for the new morning motivational call. And again, that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294617 pound. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of the way and bring our speaker for the morning. And our speaker this morning is definitely, definitely no stranger to this call. She has been on the call since its very onset. Why? Because she is one of the founders of this call. God gave her the vision to start this call to enrich the lives of many, many people. And through this call, they have been able to reach out all over the world and change the lives of many people. And in some cases, even bring people back to Christ. And I am one of those people that this call has touched and anointed me through this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. This person is a believer in God's people. She nourishes God's people. And she sees their potential, and she helps you to grow in the Lord. And I am so appreciative of this wonderful woman of God. She wears so many crowns here on earth, and she will be greatly awarded in heaven. She is a caregiver of her beautiful mother. She cares about each and every person on this call. She is a prayer warrior. She is a pastor. She is a doctor. a doctor in God's earth. She also is a lover of many people, very concerned for people all over the world. God has given her a compassionate spirit, and it shows. We lift her up. We lovingly call her Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon, but mostly we call her an anointed child of God. And so I'd like to bring her forth to the line now to give us an anointed word from the Lord. She is an encourager, so listen to what God is going to say to you this morning through this great and powerful anointed woman of God. Pastor Vanessa, are you there?
Well, I thank you for introducing my sister this morning in the Lord. I thank you, our own Minister Jackie and Silver Fox. But I think I'm the one on the line today, and it's perfectly all right. We love and appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I love you more, Pastor. Dr. P.K. Roberts, our second co-founder and a great woman of God. I'm not going to introduce you. I'm going to give you the time to speak, but I love you dearly. Take it away.
I love you as well. It's okay. It's perfectly okay. I tell you, without Pastor Vanessa really stepping up and doing what she does, as efficiently as she does it, we would not have this call. I can tell you that I could not pull this call without her. And I definitely want to thank God for this mighty, powerful prayer team that God has assembled down through the years. And I tell you, we are so blessed. We are blessed by a songbird who wakes up early in the morning over on that West Coast. I thank God for Minister Tiffany. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart cry. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are. Oh, that thing stirred something in my spirit this morning. I want to start this week off being where you are. I want to stay right there, Lord, in your presence. Thank God for our prayer general, who is so faithful, always right there. And I ask that you all continue to lift her up in prayer, because so many people call for her to pray at any time, and I'm one of them. That's why I say to you all, Minister Brenda Terrell is somebody special, and she knows how to pray, get through to the Lord. Thank you. With that being said, let me get right on into the word today. Father, open our ears so that we can hear what you have to say to us. We so much want to hear an answer to this question. The question is today, why, Lord, why? I started out on this last week as a result. It comes as a result of the death of my husband. On the 14th of April, he was on his way to church. It was raining. And somehow he had a car accident. I don't even know what or why, because he was an excellent driver. Excellent. I just would go to sleep with him driving, and I couldn't do that if he was not. And just a freak accident is all I can say. I don't know. But he died on the 18th of April, 3:37 p.m., and we had a service here in North Carolina. Yes, I am back in North Carolina. For those of you who are wondering where I am planting my feet today, it's up here in the mountains of North Carolina, Asheville. And we went to Port Gibson, Mississippi, to bury him. And the question, why, Lord, why, came up at the service. One of his cousins, who loved him dearly, came up to me and was consoling me and said, don't ask God why. We don't question God. We know that God has something good in this, and we don't know, but we don't question God. And before I knew it, I asked, why can't I question God? Why can I not question a God who knows all? Why can I not question a God who made this world, who created all of us and placed us here? Why can I not question God? And so with that, as a result of that, you are hearing the message in the word that I had to answer for myself. And on last week, I worked a little bit on all of the things that we would like to ask God the question, why is it that bad things happen to good people? And I told you that when I was in college, I read this book by Rabbi Harold Kushner, and it became a bestseller. And it just let us know that so many people are asking that question. At that time, my question was, why, Lord, why? I'm a good person. I'm saved. I've lived the life that you have called me to live, yet I have been diagnosed with sarcoidosis, a disease with a death sentence, a disease that I have buried many, at least five, that's a lot for me, who died from sarcoidosis. Bernie Mac, one of my favorite actors, died from sarcoidosis. And I was asking God why. There are so many others out there, people I know personally right down the street from me, who ain't living a teaspoon worth of nothing, curse anybody out, screw with anybody, do anything. And they are healthy, walking around looking like they just gonna fly away any day. Why me, Lord? Why? And I have found myself asking that question down throughout my life, but there have been people who tend to make me feel that as a Christian, it is a sin for me to ask God, who is the great creator, why? It's a sin. I come to you today to tell you that that's a lie. It is not a sin to ask God why. And the reason I know is because the word helps me to stand right there in the right place with that answer. If it were a sin, Jesus Christ would have sinned on the cross. And we know that there was no sin in Jesus. Jesus looked up on him knowing what his end was going to be when he got here. He knew he came to carry the sins of you and I on his shoulders. He knew. He knew that he would not be here long. He knew. He knew that people who he came here to deliver would turn their backs on him. He knew. But yet, when it came time for him to bear that cross, he said, Father, if there is any way, let this bitter cup pass from me. Let it go on by. I don't want to be here. But then humbled himself and said, not my will, God, but your will be done. If I've got to hang, let me go on and hang and get through with it. Let me go on and finish it up. Let me speak those words. It is finished as soon as I possibly can. Jesus Christ, the one who came here, suffered, bled, died for us, buried, was rose and rose again, ascended into heaven, now sitteth on the right-hand side of the Father. Ask God the question, why? Don't you let anybody tell you that you should not. In this book, Rabbi, I don't know, I think a lot of people look at the title of the book and read a few chapters and close the book, because he doesn't answer this question. He does not have the answer, because after I went back and looked at this book again, I see that I am totally against most of what he is saying in here. He says that God is limited in his power, and therefore he is not a participant in our lives. Instead, God is a spectator watching us with interest. God wants to see good things happen to us, but he is not always able to arrange it. Now, you know God is not that. The God I serve is an all-powerful God. But God has set things in order, and there are things that happen in this life that is out of order, and God cannot go back and change the principles that he's. Gravity is in place,
and you can jump off the roof saying, I'm not going to fall, I'm not going to fall, I'm not going to fall, until ploop, you hit the ground. You're going to fall because God has already set in place the principle of gravity. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? I've got to lay this foundation before I can build the house. I've got, you got to help you understand that it's truly okay to question God. I still have a few people who are writing me in response to this question saying, but I've been taught that we, being who we are, don't have a right to question God in the place of who he is. Please help me. Help me help you this morning. Unstop your ears as I share with you that it is perfectly okay. Over in Matthew, it tells us, ask. Seek and knock. Ask God. We can ask him anything. Ask God. Seek the answers that you need. Seek. You can't seek answers without asking the question why. Knock on doors that you want to be open while they close. Knock on that door until somebody come and answer that door. Knock on that. A-S-K. Ask. Ask and knock. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I feel like I am right here at the end of my time, and I'm still laying the foundation of the introduction. However, I'm going to speak a little bit this morning on my first point. I'm praying to God that I got through to you that it is perfectly okay to ask God whatever it is that you need to know in any situation. Why, Lord? Why? Why, God? Why? Why is it that we don't have a world where there is no pain, where there is no death, where there is no sorrow, where there is no handicapped children, where we don't have any debt, where the temperature is always just right? Oh, my God. That breeze that comes off the mountain here is just absolutely phenomenal. But, honey, let me go down in the valley in the cup of Mississippi, down in there where I can't breathe. I don't feel a breeze there. Why, Lord? Why is it that I can breathe up here on the top of the mountain and can't breathe down there? I have a house down there and people down there I'd like to go down there and be with. But when I'm there, I'm sick. Why, Lord? Why? I can ask that question. I may not like the answer that I am getting. There are people that I want you to minister to on the top of the mountain that you would never minister to because you become very comfortable down there in the valley of Mississippi where you have no cares. All you would do is sit on that front porch, rock yourself, rock your days away, eating your collard greens, cornbread with some turkey wings because you learned that fat back ain't good for you. You would just sit there. You wouldn't do anything. But up here on the mountaintop, glory to God, I have some people up here that must know and hear the word that I have. I have a message that you must give up here. On yesterday, you all, oh Lord, have mercy, ain't doing nothing but testifying this morning, ain't got to the word, ain't got to nothing. Yesterday, I went to church. Went down that hill, couldn't go down that mountain last Sunday before last. The fear gripped me. Yes, big bad Dr. PK got too scared, didn't just get fearful, but I was too scared to go down that mountain. I kept seeing my husband hit that pole down there. Couldn't go, couldn't get there. But, however, I stayed here, and we had church up here on the mountaintop. But yesterday, not only did I go down the mountain, I drove myself down the mountain. I got up enough courage. I said, devil, you are a liar. Fear comes from you. Faith is in God Almighty. I shall drive down this mountain. I will go to church today. This is Mother's Day, by the way. Happy Mother's Day to all of you who I did not say it to. I went down that mountain, got to church only to find out that there was a reason for me being there. My pastor needed me. The congregation needed me. I had to lead worship because the worship leader was laying up in the hospital, had gone there, had some heart palpitation. I had to be there. And so, God, bless the name of Jesus. My time is up. I'm getting the word. Okay. I had to be there. Some things happen to us, you all,
yes, it is totally out of our control. It's okay. But the thing that we must know without a shadow of a doubt is that the word of God is true. In Romans, God, Paul lets us know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Yes, indeed. I love God. I know that I am called. Do you love him? Do you love God? Do you know that you are called according to his purpose? Do you know that God has a purpose for you? And that is where my first point starts, and that is, what is the purpose of my life? Not so much of why. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do bad things happen to me? But what is the purpose of my life? Why am I here? Why did I get up this morning? Why do I get on this call every morning? Why do I care about you, about my family and loved ones? What is the purpose for my life right now? You see, if you can determine and get in the ear of God, fast, turn your plate down, lay out before God and let him speak to you, help you decide on your goals and where you are to go, then you have purpose and God will give you direction. I am at another season in my life. I am at another place in my life with other people who will come into my life. And I must be ready to hear what it is that God would have me to do in this place, in this space, for today. Do you understand? God has called PK, has called you to be where you are with the people that you are with right now for a purpose. What is the purpose? If you have no goals, you have no purpose. If you have no purpose, you're going to always be asking the question, why? Because life will appear to be virtually meaningless. What is the meaning for life for you right now? With that being said, I'm going to call Sister Jackie back. Minister Jackie, will you come and close out this call so that we can go forth with this series on next Monday? I'm going to keep working this. Why, Lord, why? Yes, in the midst of our prayer, because I am praying and asking God to give me more clarity on why bad things happen to good people like P.K. Robert Patton. Back to you, my dear Minister Jackie.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that most powerful word. And we look forward to hearing more on the subject as to why. Why, God? Well, I'm going to be calling you back shortly after a few brief announcements. But right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come before you. We thank you, God. We thank you that you will allow us to come to you and ask why. In some of our darkest times of our lives, we can come to you with anything, God, and ask you, and you will answer. You said in your word, we have not because we ask not. And we know that you are a powerful God, and you will allow us to ask why. So you can lead us and guide us and what it is that you would have us to do. We thank you for your speaker this morning, God, as she is breaking it down and making it clear to your people that who you are and who we are and what we can come to you with, God. We thank you. We lift her up. We ask that you pour back into her the virtues that she has shared with us today. Fill her cup, Lord, until it overflows. Thank you, God, for being such a wonderful God to each and every person on this line, God. We ask you to just answer them why. Show them their purpose. Show them what you would have them to do, Lord. Let us all operate in you, God, and you only. And we thank you, God. We give you praise. We thank you for Pastor TK and for Pastor Vanessa. We thank you. When they came to you and asked you about this call, God, that you leadest them, you led them so that they can reach out to each and every one of us this morning, and we are here. because of your guidance and your answering their why. God, we thank you for Artist International and for answering the why of many people. Why should I be in this company? Why do these products work? We thank you for your anointing over these products, God. And we thank you for what it's doing to change every life, health and financially, God. And we ask your blessings over the leaders of this call, of the leaders of this company, God. And we especially thank you this morning for Papa Diaz de Leon and his answering, asking you why, and taking your word and developing such a wonderful, wonderful company. God, we ask your guidance and your healing power over all of those. You know who they are that are in their infirmities. And we say, by your stripes, they are healed, God, and we're standing in gratefulness and thankfulness as you lead them each morning. God, we thank you for the TMC family. We thank you for the peace that you're giving our bereaved families. God, we thank you for all that you do, and we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory right now in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, to hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. You can go to that call and continually be anointed by the Word of God this morning, for Pastor Vanessa will be our host, and Pastor Everett Thomas will give you bread of life on that call. So join that call, 712-770-4005, 294-617-POUND, immediately following this call. And giving thanks and honor to Sister Tiffany, to Minister Tiffany and Minister Sharon for opening us up this morning in praise and worship with that powerful song, I Want to Be Where You Are. And thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting and seating everyone on the call this morning, and Pastor P.K. Roberts, thank you this morning for opening us up with that powerful, powerful word from on high, and we look forward to hearing more. Would you please come back and give us our closing benediction?
Thank you so much. God bless you. Oh, holy God, as we leave this call right now, we ask that the why that resonates in each of our spirits, whatever the why is, however large or however small, that you would give each of us the contentment in knowing that the real, real question, the real answer to that question comes only from you. Now, help us to go out and live a super fantastic life today, giving you the glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I love you guys. Go out and live a super fantastic lifestyle. Bye-bye.